Look at this sheet of paper in the morning and take it to work with you as a reminder. Writing down your feelings in some detail will give you the most benefit. However, you can do it silently. Run down the list and simply remember each emotion briefly. Your goals with this journal are to discover how often you feel things that get overlooked, to permit the spontaneous release of emotions that you would normally repress or try to forget, to truly know your emotions. This is the first stage of mastering emotions. And finally, to make emotions enjoyable. The life of feelings is meant to be rich and satisfying, but if your emotions are strangers to you, there is a gap that prevents enjoyment. It's important not to focus too much on negative emotions, which are the easiest for everyone to experience and usually the most self-serving. The reason we are bringing up negative emotions is to gain insight into their origin. Being genuinely in touch with emotions tends to be tremendously difficult in the midst of work and other busy activities. Yet nothing is more important. You are the totality of all the relationships you have, and the most accurate mirror of them is your emotions. Remaining centered in the midst of chaos. In order to remain centered and calm when everything around you is in confusion, you need to develop skills for finding your center. To do that, isolate 2 times in your workday when things are most hectic and stressful for you. Now plan to take 5 minutes to center yourself just before these 2 periods using the following technique. Find a place where you can be alone, one that is as quiet as possible. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. Pay attention to your breath. See the air as faint swirls coming into your nostrils and gently out again. After 2 minutes, begin to feel your body in detail. After 1 minute, gently bring your focus of attention to the center of your chest and lightly rest it there. Within a few seconds, your attention will probably be distracted. Don't resist this, but when you notice what is happening, gently return your focus of attention back to your center. End the exercise by sitting quietly, doing nothing. Although this is a very simple technique, the discharge of negative energies it produces is often quite dramatic. You will see that being centered is actually the most natural and comfortable way to be under any circumstance, no matter how hectic. Being childlike. Write down 2 or 3 things you can do tomorrow that are totally childlike. Eating an ice cream cone, being on the playground, playing games with clouds. Begin to incorporate these activities more and more into your present life. Your goal is to find that place inside yourself where you're still a carefree child. Your childhood is still here with you, ready to be evoked and integrated into your whole being. What usually happens over time is that we lose track of the joy inside us. Ultimately, the desire to be young again is a symbol of the deeper desire to remain new. Babies and young children have no problem with this. By putting yourself back into the most childlike mindset you can imagine, you open the way for learning that there is value in just being ourselves. Self-referral. The highest state of consciousness available to us is unity, which erases the distinction between observer and observed. To do this and re-experience yourself as a free, uncluttered person, you have to work at stripping away the crusted varnish of self-image. Your action plan can take many different directions in accomplishing this goal. Take up a new activity that is totally different from your self-image. Take up aerobic dancing if you are a grey flannel business executive, or weightlifting if you are a housewife. Expose yourself to people and situations that stretch you and prompt you to grow beyond old habits. Write your autobiography. Putting down every detail of your life as candidly and honestly as possible will help you detach yourself from ingrained attitudes by showing you where they came from. Resolve to take 1 step every day in correcting some behavior that you know isn't an expression of the real you. If you are a people pleaser, for example, say what you really feel instead of echoing what people want to hear. If you're always outspoken, stop yourself and listen to others for a change. These simple exercises can actually be quite challenging. you need to learn to lower your social facade, and the more you practice, the less critical it will be to wear the mask.